let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome back to the Connor Happer Show. Connor on his way to Pittsburgh. Well, I guess he's not on his way. He is in Pittsburgh. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. But right now we are joined by the head coach of Drake men's basketball, Darren DeVries, whose team has made the long trip to Omaha. Darren, welcome to 1620.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. You're obviously a former assistant. A lot of people in the area know your story. What is playing in an NCAA tournament game in Omaha with that Creighton logo in the corner mean to you?
Yeah, it was really an awesome feeling when we saw our name pop up and knew we were going to have the opportunity to come back to Omaha and play in a gym that we, or at least I do, know very well, and Son Tucker as well. So super excited for that, to be back around so many friends that we've had for such a long time. For those that didn't get to make the trip out to Pittsburgh, hopefully they get an opportunity to come watch us play.
Is it an extra layer of pressure for you personally? Is it an extra, like, hey, welcome back, and all of these, all the people reaching out to you, or do you like that?
Yeah, there's no pressure in that regard. I think it's actually a good thing. You know, I have a few fans that hopefully cheering for us, but no, it's just great to be back and seeing everyone and being in the buildings again and going to head to practice here in a little bit, where we've had so many practices over the course of those 20 years. So, I couldn't be more excited to be back in town, and hopefully we get to stay a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know Coach Mack. He got to watch his son succeed on the court. Now you get to do that. What's that been like to watch your son thrive?
Yeah, it's been an incredible experience. You know, we've had a blast with it these last 3 years, and certainly getting to watch Coach Mack and Doug do their thing for his career here. That was something special to watch them go through that, and now Tucker and I are getting to share those same type of experiences on a day-to-day basis.
Tell me what you see when you look at film from Washington State. What do they do well?
They are huge. That's what they do well. They have a really big team, a great point guard. We are not huge, by the way. We'll have to do a really good job of trying to keep them off the glass. But they throw it inside and really attack the glass. So we'll need to be good there. Fight as best we can to keep up with their size.
What would a win in the NCAA tournament mean to you?
Well, I think anytime you can win in the NCAA tournament, it's a great feeling. It's so hard to win in the postseason in advance, but to be able to do it here in Omaha would make it even more special.
I want to go back to the Valley tournament. Indiana State is the one seed. You're hearing how everybody's, they're a Sweet 16 team. They're a Sweet 16 team. Just pencil them right in for an upset in the first round. They're going to move on. But meanwhile, you split the season series with them. Can you take us through the mindset of a conference tournament in what is a one-bid league?
Yeah, I mean, both of us felt like going into the game, we both had a chance for an at-large. Our numbers were different, but there are some things there. But I know each of us wanted to make sure that we didn't leave it in the hands of the committee. So, us being able to pull away with a win was certainly made our week a lot less stressful last week. But Indiana State's a really good team. I believe they should have been in the tournament just because of when you watch them play, you know they have all the pieces to be a team that can make a run in the NCAA. So, but unfortunately, their last couple of days there was four or five upsets and some bid stealers, and that's the way it goes sometimes.
You're Darren DeVries, Drake men's basketball head coach, joining us here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. You're obviously around the sport of basketball all the time. Your son is a basketball player. You've got NFL players in the family. Is anyone in your family a bad athlete?
I think you're talking to one.
Okay.
I think I'm the worst one of the group. So it's I'm not winning that award.
You said you want to keep Washington State off the glass, but kind of fill in the blank for me. Drake beats Washington State if blank. Is it that simple as the rebounding?
I think the rebounding is the big piece for sure. And then like everything, you got to be able to make some shots because they are so big and long on the defensive end as well. We're going to have to make some shots from the perimeter and have a few of those go down. You see that all the time in postseason play. Some teams get hot and they can stay playing for a while.
How do you prep your guys for the kind of the atmosphere of the tournament? Obviously, some of them who have been on the team remember last year or something like that. But you know, some of the guys that are new there, they can. It is just another game, but it's also not just another game.
No, and it's easy to get caught up into, you know, all the media. You can feel the buzz in the air. The NCAA tournament. This is it. You know, you win or you go home. Your season's over. So there's certainly, you know, you can feel that from players and feel that from coaches. But we try to make sure that they just focus on, you know, what do you got to do to advance, and that's do what you've done all year, and not try to do something extra special or anything like that. Just you know, play hard, stick to you know what made you successful, and hopefully at the end of those 40 minutes, it's good enough.
He's Darren DeVries, Drake men's basketball coach. They're playing Washington State, last game of the night tomorrow. Is that a factor, the tip time for you?
I would prefer to be a little earlier, 9 o'clock. That's getting late. But hopefully enough people will stick around, you know, for the game and take that all in.
Oh, I think you'll have a lot of people cheering for Drake tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. True TV is where you can watch it, but it's also happening in your city as you're listening to this down at the Chai. Darren, thank you for the time. We appreciate you. A lot of people in this town rooting for you guys this weekend.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Darren DeVries, head coach of Drake men's basketball. Very, very, very similar story to Coach Mack. You know, he was a Creighton assistant for, gosh, I don't know, like 17, 18 years, and then gets the job at Drake. Now his son is, you know, crushing it for the Bulldogs right there. And like I said, a lot of people are going to find Drake a very easy story to root for. Some of us have him winning a game, you know, not naming names, but some of us like Drake to pull that 7-10 upset. Again, it is Drake and Washington State tomorrow night on True TV, estimated tip time of 9:05. It'll be the last game of the night. Tom McCarthy, Deb Antonelli, Avery Johnson, and A.J. Ross on the call for the crew over there at True TV. We will we'll be back. We'll kind of update you. It's been a fast-paced show. It's been a busy day. We'll sort of update you on what has happened today. Still to come, we'll talk to Keith Dambrett of Duquesne. Connor Happer is going to join us from the Connor Happer Show. Even though this is the Connor Happer Show, we got a lot to do still. So stick with us. Again, thanks to Darren for carving out a few minutes to talk to us today. Connor Happer Show producer Josh Odson filling in today right here on 1620 The Zone. I do want to remind you before we go to break that like a lot of people in your office, we have a bracket here as well. Head over to 1620thezone.com right now. Make your picks in the basketball championship. It's just like every other bracket you fill out for your office pool, or it's just on our website. You can pick against us. All our picks are up there. There's like a special section like, hey, here's producer Josh's picks. Here's Connor Happer's picks. Here's Gary Sharp's picks. Here's Josh Peterson's picks. So put yourself to the test against us. Make the right picks. You could win a grand prize. We love grand prizes because they're better than prizes, aren't they? Because they're grand. It's right there. That is, again, 1620thezone.com.